This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And yes, we're at it again with Second Date Update. But heck, this is the most enjoyable time that we have because it's a true story. You go out, you try to meet someone, and you think that person likes you, but not really.
So sad. It's always sad when this happens. It happens to me way too often.
It does? I didn't think this happened to you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm super hot.
You're hot. Well, today we've got our hottie patati, Emily, on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, honey. So tell us about this issue that you're having with Alan, it looks like.
Okay, so me and Alan had a great time at Ohio Tavern. We went to have a couple drinks. Everything was amazing. He was a sweet gentleman. And I'm completely thrown off. We met through Bumble. I reached out to him. We talked for maybe a month or so before we actually set up a date, so to make sure that there was connection. And then after our date, he's gone MIA, and I really don't understand why. I thought our date went great.
Now, the questions I have to ask every time is, you know, did you brush your teeth? Did you put deodorant on? Did you shave your legs? Did you shower?
Yes, I did the whole deal. Everything was on point.
Yeah.
Blowout and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
What was your conversation like?
Nothing. It was a great conversation, talking about work, music, life, where
sure.
we see ourselves going. There was no, like, awkward moment that I can think of, like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have brought up babies or anything of that sort.
So what'd you like about him anyway? So, like, what made you reach out to him? Because on Bumble, the girls have to reach out. What was cute?
He just looked, like, I don't know how to explain that. His smile was important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell someone's genuine or not, I feel.
Yeah.
Apparently, I wasn't right because he can't tell me what's going on. But his smile, his outgoing personality,
yeah.
seems that he's adventurous on his pictures as well. So it seemed that we had something in common, and that's why I thought this would have been a great match. But apparently, I'm wrong.
So how did this date end?
After a couple drinks. Called it a night because we both had to go to work. We decided to have drinks earlier because we both had meetings to go into, and we both knew that ahead of time it wasn't like, oh, I have a meeting now, we have to get out of this date. We
right.
planned everything in advance because we're both very busy people.
Sure.
So I understand why he's not reaching out, but it's been about 2 or 3 weeks, and when we were talking to get to this date,
mm-hmm.
we would at least text, hi, good morning, or good night, or hope you had a great day, or so forth, but
nothing.
I have nothing.
Well, don't worry, girl. We're going to call him right now. So good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, this is Alan. How can I help you?
Hi, Alan. How are you? My name is Krista with Shady and Aaron
hey.
From Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams here in Madison.
What's up, man?
What is going on? What's going on? How are you?
What's going
on, man? What's up? Well, a lot is going on, especially when it comes to your dating life with Emily. Do you remember Emily?
Mm. Do I remember Emily? Come on, man. Are you guys messing with me right now?
No, she wants to know why you haven't called her back. Did you drop your phone?
Did I win something?
No, you didn't win anything. Well, maybe.
Well, I don't get a phone call from the radio station every day.
No, you're lucky. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what's happening, Alan. We just want to know why you are not calling Emily back. It's the whole thing we do on the show called Second Date Update.
We've taken an interest in your personal life, my man.
Yeah, and everybody wants to know.
Oh, my God. I feel special. Emily.
Yeah.
Emily is awesome. She's cool. Emily is cool as Can I say that? I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you're
you
fine.
Just did. It's okay.
What?
Why aren't you calling her back?
Wow, this is crazy. Why am I calling Emily back? Emily, look. Okay, I'll be honest. You know what? Let me just get to it because the truth is the truth is I met her. I'm a single guy, man. I'm dating. I met her on Bumble. We went to the Ohio Tavern. We hung out.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. She's got a great Bumble. Check it out. Her Bumble profile is awesome. She's got this beautiful smile. Beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
People need to update that profile.
Did she
picture,
gain weight?
I would say because when I hung out with her, she got braces. She has braces.
Yeah. Did she not have braces before in her picture?
No, she does not have braces in the picture. In the picture, she's cute and smiley and beautiful, and I'm hanging out at a beautiful tavern, and we're having a good time. Don't get me wrong, but like when you look like a 14-year-old, all of a sudden, I mean, it's kind of weird. Look, I know. Maybe I'm shallow or something on this, but
you think you're shallow? You're completely shallow.
Here's another situation where...
Okay, well, thank you for the insult.
Yeah,
all right.
You're welcome. That's Emily. Emily, so girl, listen, is it true that
That's Emily?
Well, sure it is. Alan, don't you remember the way she talks with braces?
It was like this.
Oh, come on. No. That's not nice.
How she said. I had braces. I loved them. I thought they were fun.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, not my thing.
That's the reason why you stopped texting me, because you found out I had braces. One, I just recently got them. So it's not something
Emily, come on. Look, at least update your profile picture and put it on there with your braces. It's not even Invisalign. Like, you know what Invisalign is? That's the ones where you can't even see them. She has the straight on, like, train track thing going on.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, she wants her teeth straight.
Yeah, okay. Apparently, Obamacare is what she's using for the dental.
Okay. Alan.
What is happening?
Wow. Did you just say
at least
Obamacare
go with the Invisalign. You spend, like, an extra $500. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous.
Alan, she wanted to have her teeth look a lot prettier than she thought they already did. Well, you actually thought they did. So, but, you know, to each their own, you know, this is a classic. We don't look like the way we did in our picture. You got to move on from that. If you really like her or not.
Update your pictures, man. Update your picture. I mean, it's that simple. Don't like expecting people to come have a date with you and then all of a sudden you show up with like dentures or a hairpiece or so. Come on.
I mean, that happens to me all the time. I show up and people are like, oh my God, why are you so much more attractive in person? Well, here's what we like to do on Second Date Update, guys. If you would like to go back out, I'm not sure if even you want to anymore, Emily, but we will not.
The shallow,
Done with that.
When do you get your braces? When does Ashley get her braces off?
Well, it usually takes about 2 years, so.
Oh my God.
Well, then save my number and give me a call.
I don't think that's happening.
Probably not.
Yeah. Closure makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind.
Yes.
Okay. You are psychotic, Stephen Jones.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
That's right. It is time for Reality Check with my girl, Tracy. How you doing, love?
I am good. How are you, Krista?
I am good. So, of course, it's all about talking Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off first, girl, as the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills kicked it off.
What boobs did you get?
I just got 210cc boobs.
I know so much about boobs.
I don't think so. I feel it's unfair to talk about them, honestly.
I do treat you the same. I'm rude to everybody. There you go. Join the club. I'm not ever a
There you go. There you go. So, yes, Erika Jane, let's kick off with her and her outfits,
honey.
Can
we please?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so first of all, Beverly Hills is no ATL. I miss ATL so much.
I know, me too. We love them.
I thought part two was boring. There's going to be a part three. Not sure why. But, okay, let's talk about the montage, first of all, of Erica's outfits. What is she doing?
Listen, honey.
Why?
She's doing a lot. She's got $40,000 to spend every month on her glam.
She looks silly to me when they were showing her geisha outfit.
Yes.
Then the latex.
Yes.
You got to put the lube on outside and then the powder inside. Like, what are you doing? Like, you look silly.
First of all, I would never wear latex ever, 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 especially to a really nice function. She said she was sweating her balls off.
Yes.
If she had balls, which she doesn't, because we know she pats the puss on a consistent basis.
Yes.
The pretty mess that she is. But yes, I learned, though, and you know, maybe someday you and I will wear latex, but
maybe
you're supposed to powder yourself
first.
No,
it's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you powder your body first.
And then
first,
you lube the outside.
And then you, yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
No, I learned something from Erika Jane.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Let's move on to Lisa Vanderpump. I guess they asked the big question. Who owns the most shoes? She does.
She does.
200
of them. Over 200, yeah.
Girl.
I mean, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad at her either.
She makes a lot of money.
I know. I know. I tell you what. Now, I would assume that Kyle at one time probably had the most amount of purses.
Isn't that so sad?
It is.
Oh my gosh, like over $1 million?
Yes.
Was stolen. And like memorabilia and all that. That was really sad.
Yeah, so once again, she put it out there, her closet full of her of her bags that she has, and all of them were robbed. She said it was $1 million worth of jewelry, just jewelry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, all her Birkin bags.
Well, you know what? First of all, I had a bad vibe about that house when I saw them move into it.
Yeah.
Burn some sage.
That's right, girl.
Cleanse that house. I'm just saying, there's something negative going on.
I love it. I love it. So let's move on to Doreed. Okay. I'm done with her.
I want to know what the listeners think about Doreed. Doreed, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
She says all this stuff and then forgets.
She does.
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't make a big... She rehashes and rehashes. I don't know if she just wants to come back next season.
Yeah. Now, what if you were left out and you did not have a bikini named after you?
Oh, my gosh.
Because she has her Beverly Beach swimwear, and she named them all after her girlfriends.
It's shady.
But she did not include Camille?
No, she didn't.
Or Teddy.
Who she doesn't get along with either of them.
No.
I mean, I think that's shade. I think she's sending a message.
I like when Camille said this, and I don't like to say this word on air, but I have to. I mean, Camille goes, Beverly Beach or Beverly Bitch?
Yes, girl. Yes. Camille, come back. I want Camille to come back full time.
Girl.
And how crazy, the first season, people hated her.
Yeah, they really did not like Camille. She went through a lot with Kelsey cheating on
her. She did.
And now she's one of the most beloved.
Oh, she is.
But I have to say, Tracy, she needs to calm down on her face.
Yeah, they all do. You know what? Camille is so pretty.
She's very
pretty. I think when you start that Botox stuff at like 20 and now you're 50.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to look
like? She's got a lot of fillers happening, but that's okay.
Exactly.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live. Say hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
I know she's not a part of this show, but real quickly, can we tune into Kim Zolciak before we go on to the New York Housewives? I saw that girl gets fillers in her earlobes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't know either.
Rich people problems.
It's rich people problems. She wears very large diamond earrings.
That's
and
crazy.
The one, it's on the right earlobe.
She's so silly.
She gets it done in her right ear because she says she talks on the phone all the time, and now that earlobe hangs.
Oh, poor Kim.
This is poor people problems. This is my life. I've got torn earlobes. I take my ass to Claire's Boutique, and I buy the little stickers that go behind your earlobes.
Go to Claire's.
That keep them up.
Hello. I wouldn't even think about putting a filler. Seriously.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
It's rich people problems, honey. Rich people problems.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on now to the Real Housewives of New York. But before we do, because it hit the airwaves before the show even did, it's Luann's arrest she was arrested.
Her arrest video.
Remember?
I wonder if a lot of people have seen the video yet.
Well, if you haven't, here it is.
Yes. Why are you doing this to me?
Why are you doing this to me?
She's going to come meet up with me.
I want my shoes and my bag and my stuff.
It's in
don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm going to kill you. I will kill you.
Oh, my God. Listen to her. I'm going to kill you.
You can't talk to an officer like that.
No, honey.
You know what? When you watch the video, it looked like he was actually going to let her go.
At first,
she's like, I'm going to kill you. Do you know who I am? I'm like, girl, shut up. You can't say that to a police officer.
He literally had to force her feet back into the squad car.
Yes.
All right. So. All right. Let's talk about the Real Housewives of New York last night. I'm very happy to say that Bethany Frankel, the genius that she is, is now moving her skinny line cocktails over to the jean line. She's making skinny girl jeans.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
It makes total sense because she's skinny.
But I got to tell you, maybe because of Adderall. I'm so sorry. But I'm so tired of her acting like she's naturally thin. Because she works out.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm
the
sorry,
jig
girl.
Is up. I hope I didn't hurt anyone's feelings.
I'm sorry. What is happening here? Luann, speaking of, she's looking for an apartment.
Oh, she's always looking for an apartment. Like, is this the third season she's looking for an apartment?
She wants everything furnished, though, all together. She was looking at a $4.2 million apartment.
Wow.
$4.2. My God.
My goodness.
Then real quickly, Tinsley She was surprised by her ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Scott.
Love Scott.
He showed up at her door with flowers. She fell to the ground, almost passed out.
Oh.
Yes. So she's going back to Chicago.
Good.
So she's super excited. She calls her mom on the phone.
I love them together.
They're super cute.
Yeah, they are.
Also, Luann meets Carol for tea and says, how many minutes, driver, do I have? Who calls her the person that's driving them their driver? He has a name. If you are rich and have a driver, they have a name.
She's still a countess.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, real quickly, Ramona holds a holiday shopping party. Not all the girls show up, but of course, when Ramona and the girls go at it, they go at it hard. So it's going to be another great show happening next weekend.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Well, I'm excited about it.
Just and then more whining.
Yeah, part three, Beverly Hills, too. So
I know, right?
Yeah, so we can talk about that next
happen.
Week, too.
So
yeah.
Thank you so much. I always love you coming in, girl. With your reality check, there it is.
So nasty and so rude.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.